Hey, guys, this is Patricia with Gymnastics Now. I am here in Liverpool in the depths of M&S Bank Arena, and we have just completed the women's team final. So I'm bringing you a quick recap, quick takeaways before we sit down and really hash out this story. Of course, the U.S. women won a historic sixth straight world title tonight. They never let go of that lead after starting on vault. There were some ups. There was one down for the US women, and there were a lot of downs for the field as a whole, but it was a great competition with some really exciting moments. And the top three teams, the US, Great Britain, and Canada, leaving with not only medals, but also the first berths to the Paris 2024 Olympics, with those berths going to the teams. Those countries are now guaranteed spots at the 2024 Games. So, quick little rundown to start the night. Before the competition even started, there was some drama specifically related to Brazil. Flavia Sareva was originally listed to be doing the all around and ended up that they had made a game time decision to not do that. Team Brazil announced shortly before the teams walked out that Sareva would not be competing in the all-around. She was just doing bars. I talked with the Brazilian press attaché, and he said that they had decided that it was best for her, since it's so soon after qualifications, to continue to rest. Still don't know if it's a right knee or right ankle, but to continue to rest that for the potential to hurt, for her to be able to compete in the all-around final and floor finals that she qualified for. So it's still up in the air if she will be able to do that. She did compete bars. She hit her set. After dismounting, she did kind of hop off of the podium. It was right there in front of us, and she was not trying to put any weight on that right leg. So again, unclear what the injury is, but there is something happening there. So we will continue to play by ear and see what her status is as the week progresses. Once the competition got started, the US and Great Britain had an excellent starting rotation on vault. Meanwhile, on bars and beam, there was a catastrophe unfolding. Italy had falls on bars. Martina Maggio, I believe, was the first one. And China also had two falls over on beam. There were many falls basically tonight, and specifically on beam. A story unfolded where our photographer was the first to mention it to us that they were wiping up the mat and the beam in between rotations and sometimes between routines. We believe there was a ceiling leak. Has been a particularly rainy day here in Liverpool. It's always rainy in the UK, but it's been probably the rainiest since we got here. And there was, it seemed, a ceiling leak. So there was that to add to it. Second rotation, the US went to bars. They weren't all perfect sets. There were definitely some errors. GB had an error. Shailese Jones definitely had to muscle through a couple parts of her set. So it wasn't her best, wasn't her smoothest, but she still hit. And technically both teams hit. That was good. But meanwhile, Brazil was also having trouble on beam. So when we moved to the beam rotation, afterwards, we found out from Jade Carey and Jordan Chiles that they had indeed noticed that there was some water around on and on the beam. Jordan Chiles said that she had noticed it during her 30-second touch, but she didn't have time to take care of it. She didn't have time to cover it up, so she just had to leave it. Jade Carey specifically noticed it when she was doing her routine, right as she was going into her side aerial. She was like, "What is that?" And obviously, at that point, there's nothing she can do. During the rotation, Team GB hit all of their routines. US hit all the routines until it came up to that final routine for both teams. Skye Blakely ended up coming off the beam on her standing full, and then Alice Kinsella came off on her flight series. It's a backhand spring to double layout series, and on the second layout, she was offline and just flew off the beam. So, At that point, the US was leading by a solid 2 points. GB was definitely having a great meet up until that point, but it just kind of obviously hurt both teams with it being a three up, three count. When the teams headed to the final rotation, US had a solid 2 point lead. Like I said, basically maintained, I think starting after the second rotation, they maintained that 2 point lead. And it was really about just bringing it home. Also on beam, Jordan Chiles hit her set after falling during qualifying. It was a very redeeming routine. And then she got to, after Team GB and all the US women got to go. It was a very exciting, fun time on floor. And then Jordan Chiles got to close out the entire competition. She was the very last routine, and she got to show off her Lizzo NCAA-esque set for the entire crowd. And the crowd was electric. Even though the US won, even though everybody knew basically that the US was going to win by the time that this final rotation came around, the crowd was just on fire, and on fire specifically for the Great Britain women. They were supportive of everyone, but when the Great Britain found out that they were going to win silver, you would have thought that they had won. And it was an absolutely electric atmosphere. And then the other story that was unfolding while the US and GB were up there going for gold and silver, and clearly going to secure those medals, as Brazil and China and Italy kind of just kept having mistake after mistake on all the different apparatuses, Canada was having a great time, slowly building. And by the time the final rotation came around, there were a couple of tenths between Team Japan and Team Canada. And Ellie Black came, it came down to basically Ellie Black's routine, and she delivered, and Canada took the bronze. An exciting moment. The pictures speak for themselves. They're on our social media pages. It was such an exciting moment for them. It was, they were very emotional. There were tears. They were on the floor. Ellie Black was on the floor. The girls were jumping. And of course, that also means that they get to already qualify that team to Paris. So, what a historic moment, specifically for Canada after they had qualified in the eighth and final position. What a turnaround. So, that is the quick nitty-gritty of it. It was a great night here, a great atmosphere, some great gymnastics. Obviously, there were a lot of falls. There were some moments where, you know, what wasn't ideal, but that's the sport that we have come to know and love. So, congratulations to Team USA, GB, Canada, and all of the competitors. Every team had a bright spot tonight, and it was so exciting to see the competition out there and to see some really great moments with teams rising to the occasion. So, we're excited to see how the rest of the competition unfolds. So, stick with us. We'll have live blogs for the rest of the week. Recaps. I am currently heading out to my hotel to finish tonight's recap with quotes and other key takeaways from the event. And we will also have photo galleries coming in the coming days. Qualifying was crazy hectic. Now podium training as well. So we're kind of catching up on those things, but we've got lots of photos, lots of great moments to share, and we can't wait to share them with you. So, talk tomorrow after the men's team final. We're sure it's going to be very exciting. Bye.